it's great to be here, and I'm excited to be here. Only a day before the Bills kick off their season with their first preseason game against the Redskins. As many of you know, I've had a passion about working for the Bills and keeping the Bills in Buffalo. And today here, I'm here to talk about an idea that can help make that happen. First, I want to start out by saying something loud and clear. I'm not here to weigh in on the lease negotiations. That's not my job, and I know that local and state officials are on the ball with that agreement. I'm confident that County Executive Poloncarz and Governor Cuomo will continue to work with the team to develop a lease that accomplishes everybody's goals. What I am here to talk about today is a change that I have asked the NFL to make that I believe will benefit the team and everyone involved in keeping the Bills in Buffalo for a long time. As all of you know, the NFL has a program to help teams cover the cost of major stadium renovations. It's known as the G4 Loan Program. And the loan program is a matching program. If a team puts in $25 million or more, the NFL will match it by putting in an equal amount of money. So if the Bills were to contribute $50 million to the stadium renovation, the NFL would put in $50 million. And that money is gradually repaid to the NFL by using the proceeds from visitors' seats. So it doesn't come out of the Bills' revenues. It comes out of other revenues that would have gone to the NFL anyway. As you know, make no mistake about it, the G4 program is a generous program that the NFL has developed. But as it stands, the program needs a few changes to be useful to the Bills. So let me explain. As I mentioned, the G4 is a matching program for a team's share of the cost to build, or in the Bills' case, to renovate an existing stadium, as long as the team itself puts a minimum of $25 million in. This could be a match made in heaven for the Bills and Western New York because it provides additional outside support from the NFL for renovations. But there's a provision in the G4 loan agreement that could threaten to intercept the Bills' play to take advantage of the loan. Currently, the G4 program requires the loan to be paid back in full upon the sale of the team. That's the first part of it. There's two parts. The due on sale makes the program less attractive for the current Bills ownership to participate, because this team, in for the long run, may be sold, as we all know. That's what we're worried about. We don't want that to happen. That's why I've reached out to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who I have a very good relationship with, and asked him to consider amending the due-on-sale provision of the G4 loan program. The way this works is that the G4 loan program would provide funds to the stadium renovations over the course of construction, and once the construction's completed, a team is able to use the visiting team share of club seat revenue to repay the loan over roughly 15 years. Why is the program so good? It allows a team like the Bills to use money towards stadium upgrades that would otherwise been given to the NFL. But as I mentioned, the NFL currently has a requirement that teams repay the full balance of the loan from their own pockets if the team is sold. Given the possibility that the team is sold before the loan is paid back, it could end up offering very little benefit to the Bills. To be clear, I'm not asking the league to remove the due-on-sale clause. It's helpful. The league feels it's important. I agree with them. I've talked to Commissioner Goodell. Because it's helpful in protecting them from someone who tries to buy the team for a year or two, take advantage of the program, and then sell the team to make a quick buck. However, when it comes to the Bills, it's simply not the case. So we've come up with an innovative way to use the program. I have called NFL Commissioner Goodell and asked him to amend the program so that if the team's being sold by an owner who has owned the team for more than 20 years, then the due-on-sale clause does not apply. The NFL has been open to suggestions and input in the past that I've given them, and I'm hopeful they'll give this suggestion the attention it deserves, and it's not novel for the NFL. They've already written in a similar exception for people who have owned the team for more than 20 years in the revenue-sharing agreement that the league currently uses. So in other words, they did it for revenue sharing in terms of paying that back. They can do it for this G4 program. But here's the second piece. The G4 program also has a due on relocation clause. And I've asked the commissioner not only to refrain from amending it, but to make sure it's ironclad. What does that mean? What it means is that if the loan program is amended and the Bills take advantage of this program, there'd be a huge financial penalty to moving the team out of Buffalo before the loan is repaid. Under these amendments, the new owner would have a choice to keep the team in Buffalo and continue to use the loan money, or move the team and be forced not only to pay back the loan in full, but also return to a system where they have to give the visiting team share revenue to the league. In other words, it could create a penalty of $25 million or even more, depending on how much the Bills put in, if a new owner decides to move the team. I'm proposing this change to league rules because Ralph Wilson has owned the Bills, brought untold amounts of revenue and pride to Buffalo for more than half a century. He's led the Bills to a historic run of 4 consecutive Super Bowl appearances, 7 Hall of Fame players, and I'm hopeful this year's team with Super Mario and the great front line is going to be one of the best in recent years. And as you know, I'm close to Ralph. I've worked successfully very hard for the Bills, particularly on the 2 revenue sharing agreements, which helped keep them in Buffalo. And I have talked to the Bills about this idea. And you can go to them and ask them what they think. While things are looking up for the team, right now it still remains the possibility that the team's renovations it remains a possibility that the team could be sold before the renovations are complete and the loan is repaid. So given this possibility, it'd be difficult for the team to enter the loan agreement I've just mentioned if they have to pay back the full share upon the Bills' sale to a new owner. It would literally amount to no league support for the renovations. The current structure of the G4 program could potentially lock out owners like Mr. Wilson. So it has 2 benefits. Some real money that would help with the renovation, no matter what deal is reached between the county and the state, and then a very strong incentive to keep the Bills in Buffalo for the whole long period of the loan. As we all know, the Bills are the lifeblood of Buffalo. I've been so proud to lead the fight along with Ralph to ensure that the Bills stay in Buffalo for decades to come. I'm hopeful this change will be yet another in a long line of changes that help small market teams like the Bills. As soon as Commissioner Goodell began his tenure in 2006, I met with him, personally secured his commitment to preserve small market teams, including the Bills. The Bills have a friend in Roger Goodell, and so do I. I worked for his father, Senator Charles Goodell, when he was a Republican senator and I was an intern at age 19. Mm-hmm. And Roger and I have a good relationship. He's a Western New Yorker. He cares about the Bills. In fact, he's in Jamestown. He's in Chautauqua today, giving a speech on something related to football. I don't know what it is. And I've talked to him about this, and they've already put out a statement you can get that they're seriously considering this and looking at it. So I know Commissioner Goodell will consider this change and work with me and the team to make sure the G4 loan program provides a benefit to the Buffalo community. The Buffalo Bills are one of Western New York's greatest assets. I want to make sure they stay right here and succeed. My push to reward teams with longtime owners and penalize any new owner who seeks to move the Bills can amount to a successful goal line stand for the Bills as we defend their right to win here on home turf, right here in Buffalo. Ready for your questions. His reaction was that it's an interesting idea. He'd consider it seriously. Well, he certainly listens to me. Obviously, he's got, 32 people to listen to as well, or groups of people, the owners. But I can't see why other owners wouldn't be for this, particularly those who have owned their teams for a long period of time. This one, unlike our other fights, which, as you remember, I had to get on the phone and call owners of the large city teams to go along with this. You know, I got help from the Jets and the Giants and some of the others. Texas and some of the others were helpful and some were nasty. I won't reveal their names. This one you don't have the small market, large market division. So I'm very hopeful that this could happen. And as I said, there's a precedent for it because in the recent revenue sharing agreement, which incidentally was good for small market teams and which the Buffalo Bills were thrilled with, they made a 20-year exception for the revenue sharing repayments. Dave. Why don't you go talk to them? I can tell you this, Dave. I talked to the Bills before making this announcement. And you know my relationship with the Bills. Why don't you ask them? Well, I am standing here because it's an idea I had, but I've talked to the Bills about it. They're very positively disposed towards it. And you can get a statement directly from them. Yeah, I'm not getting into the negotiations between the county, the state, and the Bills. That's not my place or job. Well, let me say that this is up to the negotiations. It's a three-cornered negotiation. Some stadiums are totally publicly financed, and some are partially financed by the communities, and some by the team. I'm not getting into that. I am telling you that if the Bills sought a loan, a one-for-one match, would you think would be beneficial to them if they were going to put some money in here, that it would be very helpful to them to have this change. But, Dave, let me suggest again, because I get your questions. Talk to the Bills. They'll be available to talk to you, I think. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to get into my private conversations with Ralph Wilson. I think I've said plenty here to let you know, A, I've talked to them, B, they're favorably disposed, C, go talk to them yourself and confirm it. Next question. On another subject, on another... Okay, go ahead. Well, that's why the NFL drafted this, that if you did this and sold the team quickly, that you wouldn't get the advantage. That's exactly why they drafted it that way in response to your question. You know, I leave it, Dave, the NFL's a pretty smart outfit, and I leave it to them to make the rules so they're not taken advantage of. Well, they have to, instead of having the NFL pay the match of the loan, they'd have to pay it as soon as they sold the team or moved. Well, that's out of your own pocket. I don't quite get your question. Well, you'll have to ask people who have $800 million. I'm not that close yet. So does the NFL. That's why they did it. And they're very familiar with these teams a lot. And it's not just 25. It's a match one for one, but starting at a minimum of 25. But yes, $25 million is a lot of money, even to very wealthy people. I can tell you, watching them negotiate things, they fight over millions, not just hundreds of millions. Well, no. When I was talking about the revenue sharing, and we had some large market teams that didn't want the NFL to help the small market teams. This was in our fight on revenue sharing 4 years ago and last year. But I don't want to get into the names of those teams.
Any other teams on this proposal?
No. I have talked to the Bills and the NFL.
Senator, you mentioned that you spoke with the Bills already, and that you're obviously here today, and you want us to deduce from that something, but you won't tell us what...
I don't understand. I think this is a great idea that could help the Bills. It could help with the renovation. It could help keep them in Buffalo. And now I will work to see that it gets done with the NFL, with the Bills, and with anybody else who wants to help. The reaction we've been getting in the last hour or two has been overwhelmingly favorable from the people who follow the sport, from the fans groups, from everybody. They say, what a great idea. I think it is a very good idea.
Well, but the reaction over the last hour or two is favorable.
Yeah.
What about your reaction over the last 24 hours?
Well, look.
Roger Goodell,
I said, was very open to this, and he's put out a statement, which you can get. And the Bills have asked me, instead of speaking for them, that that you speak to them yourselves, and you'll be able to do that.
What of the specter of Los Angeles?
But I've talked to the Bills before I did this, as I told you. Why, again, Dave, you're asking me these questions. The Bills would prefer to talk about their view themselves instead of me characterizing it. I'm confident that they will give you an answer that's a good answer. So go right to the horse's mouth.
You asked rhetorically, why would the owners be against this, or why wouldn't they want this program? But the owners, they don't want to expand, and they want two teams in Los Angeles. Would you say that would be one reason why they wouldn't want to put constraints on the team, because they want flexibility?
Well, look, we've been through these fights before. And as I said, they did put this kind of restriction on the revenue sharing guarantee. So it shows that they might have some interest in doing it here again. I think the NFL likes to encourage long-term ownership. The longer teams own a team, the more familiar they are with it, the better they get at it. And that's probably the reason for the 20-year rule for revenue sharing. That would be up to the Bills, the county, and the state. My job, I want to help them in any way I can to make their stay in Buffalo here the best possible and keep them in Buffalo. That's my job, and my basic job has been dealing with the NFL. That's the job the Bills have assigned me, and that's the job I've done, and that's the job I'm continuing to do. Yes. Yes.
Senator, wouldn't it protect the interests of the citizens of Buffalo and Western New York if you were more concentrated in building a new stadium?
Look, again, that is...
numbers would add up more?
Well, I have not gotten into the costs of a new stadium versus renovation, how it affects the Bills organization, etc. I'm here to sort of be a public servant, if you will, of the Bills and the people negotiating, which means try and figure out ways that'll make it easier for them to do what they want to do. Well, you mean the NFL, Dave? Yeah. I always try to come up with ideas that will help Buffalo and help keep the Bills in Buffalo. I've researched this. I've talked to a lot of people who know about sports, and I've talked to the NFL as well as the Bills. Is there a guarantee that this idea will be adopted? No. Is it a good enough idea that it's worth pursuing? Absolutely.
Senator, what's your understanding
No updates on that today.